Alcohol and You, a self-help guide. You may be interested in this guide if you want to know more about drinking alcohol. You're interested in what the current guidelines for safe limits are. You think you may have a problem with your drinking. People have told you that you have a drink problem. You're worried about someone else's drink problem. What will this guide do? It'll give you more information about different types of drinking, help you recognize your own pattern of drinking, help you decide what kind of drinker you are, describe how you might change if you want to, and suggest how you might get further help. There is a lot of information in this guide, and it may be helpful to listen to it several times, or listen to it a bit at a time to get the most from it. How do people use alcohol? Some people choose not to drink alcohol at all. Of those people who drink alcohol, most people in this country, 60 to 70%, drink at low-risk levels. But different people use alcohol in different ways. Here are some of the different ways people use alcohol. Which of these people are you most like in the way you use alcohol? Wayne is typical of the majority of people in Britain. He enjoys a pint or two a couple of times a week. He tends to do this either with his mates at the local pub in the evening or at family celebrations, such as birthday parties. He and his partner like to organise a babysitter once in a while and treat themselves to a meal with wine at a restaurant. It is the company of his friends and family that Wayne enjoys. He's not that bothered about the alcohol, although he enjoys it when he does have a drink. If you are like Wayne, then probably you're drinking at what health guidelines call a low-risk level. If you are otherwise in good health, then the alcohol you drink should cause you no harm. But you may still find this guide helpful to you. You'll be able to check that you really are a low-risk drinker. It will also help you understand how and why it is important not to increase your drinking. Gemma likes to go out with her friends about twice a week. She usually just has one or two drinks, but sometimes finds she drinks a bit more than this. This tends to happen when she drinks with her friends in rounds or during happy hour when the drinks are cheaper. She doesn't feel she drinks too much. She accepts the occasional hangover without concern. Recently, she started having a glass of wine at home most evenings. If you're like Gemma, then you might be surprised to learn that you're drinking at a level which health guidelines call increasing risk. This means that while you're unlikely to be actually causing harm to yourself right now, you are putting yourself at risk. Your drinking is at a level where you may be putting yourself at risk of having an accident or having serious health problems in the long run. In fact, if you drink like Gemma, then probably there are days when you feel tired or hungover because of the way you use alcohol. If you feel you may be drinking at increased risk, then using this guide will help you return to being a low-risk drinker. You will then avoid the long-term risks to your health that too much alcohol can cause. John likes to have a drink on a regular basis. He goes to the pub most nights of the week and has at least 3 to 4 pints. Recently, he's been having arguments with his partner. She is not happy, both with the amount of time he spends in the pub and the amount of money he spends when he's in there. Also, recently he's had to take time off work when he's been hungover the following day. He's now finding it difficult to fall asleep unless he's had a drink. He also finds he has to drink more to get the same effect he once had from smaller amounts. His partner thinks he has a problem, and that it's getting worse, and it continues to be a source of arguments. If you're like John, then you could be damaging your health right now. Probably, you're drinking more alcohol than your body can cope with. If this is the case, then you're probably drinking at what health guidelines call a higher level of risk, You may not notice any effects at the moment, but over time, your body will have more and more difficulty dealing with the alcohol you're drinking. Your health will suffer. It might even be, looking back to how you used to be when you drank less than you do now, that you do notice some differences. You may feel bloated or have tummy troubles. Perhaps you don't feel as energetic as you used to. You may not sleep as well or wake feeling as rested. Probably you feel less happy, even low in mood some days. If this sounds like you, then you should use this guide to help you cut down both how much and how often you drink. You'll be surprised how much better you feel if you do. Mary feels she needs a drink every day. If she doesn't have a drink, she suffers from shaking, feeling sick, feeling anxious, and sweating. She recently lost her job due to her drinking and can only afford to drink the cheapest brands. She drinks a bottle of vodka most days. She's tried putting her first drink of the day off for as long as possible, but now finds it's getting earlier each day and is sometimes as soon as she gets up. She thinks she is drinking too much and would like to change, but feels afraid of the feeling she has when she tries to cut down. She knows she needs to talk to someone about her drinking and has thought of making an appointment to see her doctor, but hasn't yet done so. If you're like Mary, then you may find it difficult to stop drinking alcohol. You may begin to feel more unwell if you don't drink than if you do. If that is the case, then you could be what health guidelines call a dependent drinker. If you think you may be physically dependent on alcohol, then it is very important that you see your doctor before you stop drinking. The reason for this is that it can be harmful to stop suddenly, and the effects of sudden withdrawal can be very severe and possibly life-threatening. But let's not jump to conclusions. Before you finally decide what sort of drinker you think you are, listen to more of this guide and do one or two of the exercises. This may help you be more clear what type of drinker you are. More importantly, you'll discover what you want to do about it and what you can do. What is alcohol? Before we go any further, let's be clear about what alcohol is. Alcohol itself is a colorless chemical. It can be made from almost anything that has sugar in it. For example, beer is made from barley, cider from apples, wine from grapes, whiskey from grain, and vodka from potatoes. Depending on what they're made from and how they are made, different drinks have different amounts of alcohol in them. Beer and cider can be 2% to 7% alcohol. Wines, 9% to 15%. And spirits, like whiskey and vodka, are often 40% alcohol. These percentages are alcohol by volume. On bottles, you may see this shortened to ABV, next to the percentage number. Alcohol is also measured in units. One unit is often referred to as one standard drink. More and more drinks are labeled with the units of alcohol they have in them. Here are some examples of the typical number of units, standard drinks, of alcohol in different drinks. One standard drink is half a pint of regular beer, lager, or cider. One standard drink is one small glass of wine. One standard drink is one single measure of spirits. One small glass of sherry. One single measure of aperitifs. The following quantities of alcohol contain more than one standard drink. A pint of regular beer, lager, or cider equals two standard drinks. A pint of premium beer, lager, or cider equals three standard drinks. An Alcopop or a can or bottle of regular lager equals 1.5 standard drinks. A 440 ml can of premium lager or strong beer equals two standard drinks. A 440-milliliter can of super strength lager equals 4 standard drinks. A 175-milliliter glass of wine equals 2 standard drinks. And a bottle of wine equals 9 standard drinks. Alcohol also contains calories. There are about 55 calories in every unit of pure alcohol. But remember, drinks have other ingredients besides alcohol, and they will add to the calorie count. So next, let's examine how many calories are in some popular drinks and mixes. Here's how many calories there are in half a pint of beer or lager. Canned and draft bitter, 90 calories in half a pint. Lager, ordinary with a 3-4% ABV, 80-85 calories in half a pint. Lager premium with a 5% ABV, 90 calories in half a pint. Draft mild bitter, 70 calories in half a pint. Brown ale, 80 calories. Bottled stout, 105 calories in half a pint. Dry cider, 95 calories. Sweet cider, 110 calories in half a pint. Wines next. Dry white wine, 85 calories in a 125-milliliter glass. Medium white wine, 95 calories. Sweet white wine, 120 calories in a 125-milliliter glass. Sparkling white wine, such as champagne, cava, 95 calories in a 125-milliliter glass. Rosé wine, medium, 90 calories. Red wine, 85 calories. And now spirits. 50 milliliters is equivalent to a pub double. For whiskey, gin, and vodka, it's 120 calories in a pub double. A premium whiskey, gin, or vodka, it's 140 calories in a pub double. Liqueurs, brandy, it's 150 calories in a 50 milliliter pub double. And now we move on to mixers. Tonic water, 40 calories in 50 milliliters. Cola, 45 calories in 50 milliliters. Caffeine-based energy drink, 45 calories in 50 milliliters. And finally, a can of Slimline, diet, tonic or cola, etc. 0 calories in 50 milliliters. Now write down what drinks you usually have. How much of it do you usually drink on days when you're drinking? So how many units of alcohol do you usually have when you're drinking alcohol? Alcohol stays longer in women's bodies than in men. So women should drink less alcohol than men. If you're a woman, then you're increasing the risks to your health if you regularly drink 3 or more units a day. If you're pregnant, you really shouldn't be drinking alcohol at all. If you're a man, then you're increasing the risks to your health if you regularly drink 4 or more units a day. If you were drinking close to your limit, then 2 or 3 alcohol-free days a week will reduce your risk, allowing your liver time to rest. What does alcohol do? Alcohol dissolves quickly in the bloodstream and affects your judgment. You may do things you wouldn't do if you hadn't drunk alcohol, and some of these things you may later regret. It can cause unsteadiness and loss of balance, slurred speech, and blurred vision. It can even lead to unconsciousness and death. The reason why you shouldn't drive or operate machinery after drinking alcohol is because it affects your judgment. It also affects your coordination, that is, your ability to control your body, and your reaction time slows down. It often does all this without you realizing that it is affecting you in these ways. Your body treats alcohol as a poison. It works very hard to get rid of it. But it takes a healthy liver about 1 hour to get rid of 1 unit of alcohol. Fresh air, black coffee, and cold showers won't help to get alcohol out of your system. Effects of alcohol misuse on the body. On the brain, it can cause memory loss and alcohol dependence, as well as aggressive, irrational behavior, arguments, violence, depression, and nervousness. Facially, it can cause premature aging, creating a drinker's nose. It can also cause cancer of the throat and mouth. In the body, alcohol misuse can cause frequent colds, reduced resistance to infection, increased risk of pneumonia, a weakness of heart muscle, heart failure, anemia, impaired blood clotting and breast cancer, liver damage, vitamin deficiency, bleeding, severe inflammation of the stomach, vomiting, diarrhea, malnutrition. It can also cause inflammation of the pancreas, ulcers, trembling of the hands, tingling fingers, numbness, painful nerves. In men, it can cause impaired sexual performance. In pregnant women, the risk is high of harming your baby. It can also cause impaired sensation in the legs, leading to falls, numb, tingling toes, and painful nerves in the feet. Regularly drinking large amounts of alcohol increases the risk of serious illnesses. These include inflammation of the pancreas, stomach ulcers, liver disease, including cancer, cancers of the mouth, throat, and breast, and brain damage. Drinking excessive amounts can also lead to hearing loss. It can also cause, and will certainly make worse, any mental health problems, such as depression. Drinking large amounts of alcohol can also lead to personal and social problems. What kind of drinker are you? To find out what kind of drinker you are, think about the amount of alcohol you drink and also the pattern of your drinking. The pattern of your drinking is made up of the times when you drink alcohol and the times when you do not, and who you drink alcohol with. Think about how you used alcohol in the last week alone. Now, start a diary. Perhaps you can't remember exactly what you had to drink last week or when. In that case, keep a diary in the coming week. Each day, write down where, what, why, and with whom you were drinking. Record the number of units consumed in the session. How much did you spend on alcohol in the week? When you've completed your drinking diary, use it to help you answer some of these questions. The scoring system is as follows. If your answer is never, write down 0 points. If your reply is monthly or less, put down 1 point. If your reply is 2 to 4 times a month, put down 2 points. If your answer is 2 to 3 times a week, put down 3 points. And if your answer is more than 4 times every week, score 4 points. Questions. How often do you have a drink that contains alcohol? If your answer is never, write down 0 points. Monthly or less, 1 point. 2 to 4 times a month, 2 points. 2 to 3 times a week, 3 points. And if your answer is more than 4 times every week, score 4 points. How many standard alcoholic drinks, i.e. units, do you have on a typical day when you're drinking? Write it down. How often do you have 6 or more standard drinks, units, on one occasion? Never is 0. Monthly or less is 1 point. 2 to 4 times a month, 2 points. 2 to 3 times a week, 3 points. And more than 4 times every week, score 4 points. How often in the last year have you found that you were not able to stop drinking once you'd started? How often in the last year have you failed to do what was expected of you because of drinking? How often in the last year have you needed an alcoholic drink in the morning to get you going? How often in the last year have you had a feeling of guilt or regret after drinking? How often in the last year have you not been able to remember what happened when drinking the night before? Have you or someone else been injured as a result of your drinking? And finally, Has a relative, friend, doctor, or health worker been concerned about your drinking or advised you to cut down? Once you've added up the numbers, what is your total? If you scored up to 7, probably you're drinking sensibly and with low risk. If you've scored between 8 and 15, then your drinking is possibly becoming hazardous to your health. You're increasing the risk to your health. If you scored between 16 and 19, then your drinking is probably harmful now or in the longer term. Although you may not notice it, there is a high risk that your health is suffering because of alcohol. If you scored 20 or more, then you may be alcohol dependent. Now put the information together that you've learned about yourself. Is your drinking probably low risk, increasing risk, higher risk, or high risk and dependent? If you believe that you're a high risk and dependent drinker, then it is very important that you see your doctor before you stop drinking. If you are unhappy with the amount you drink and believe you may be an increasing or higher risk drinker, then you should find help in this guide. Why do you drink alcohol? To get the most out of the help out of this guide, write down all the reasons why you drink alcohol. Some common reasons why people drink alcohol will be mentioned next. You may drink for reasons of your own. You should add any of your own reasons to the end of your list. Why I drink alcohol. Because my friends do. Because it helps me relax. Because it helps me sleep at night. Because it helps me stay calm when I'm mixing socially. Because I get bored, it's something to do. Because I feel anxious if I go without alcohol. Because I feel low in mood. Because I like the feeling of being drunk. Because it helps me to forget some things in my life that cause me stress and make me unhappy. For example, debts, a difficult personal relationship, problems at work, or other reasons. Now think about what might be good about stopping drinking alcohol or cutting down on the amount you do drink. Some of the advantages of drinking less or not at all are mentioned next. You can also add other good things of your own. Write down the top 3 advantages for you of cutting down or even stopping your drinking. These will be your top 3 reasons for reducing or stopping your drinking. Advantages of stopping or reducing alcohol. I'll have more cash to spend on other things. I'll lose weight. I'll sleep better at night. I'll wake up in the morning feeling refreshed. I'll feel happier and my mood will improve. I'll feel more in control. I'll look and feel healthier and fitter. I'll get on better with my family and friends. I'll become much more relaxed. Other reasons. What do you want to do? You now understand a lot about your drinking. You know how much you drink. You know when you drink. You know why you drink. You also know what you will gain by reducing or stopping your drinking. Do you want to continue drinking alcohol, but less of it and less frequently? Or do you want to stop drinking alcohol altogether? Think about the consequences of continuing drinking in the way you do now. What is good and what is bad about that? How would you see your life in 6 months' time? If I continue to use alcohol like I do now, what are the advantages? What's good about drinking? What are the disadvantages? What's bad about drinking? How do I see myself and my life in 6 months' time if I continue drinking? Now think about reducing or stopping drinking. What will be good and bad about that? How would you expect your life to be in 6 months' time if you reduced your drinking or stopped altogether? If I reduce or stop my use of alcohol, the advantages. What's good about drinking less or not drinking at all? The disadvantages. What's bad about drinking less or not drinking at all? How I see myself and my life in 6 months' time if I reduce or stop my drinking. Write it down. Now come to a clear and honest conclusion about yourself and your drinking, and what you want to do about your drinking. Are you a low-risk drinker, drinker with increasing risk, high-risk drinker, high-risk and dependent drinker? What do you want to do? Do you want to carry on? Cut down? Stop? Remember, if you're a very heavy and possibly dependent drinker of alcohol, then it is very important that you see your doctor before you stop drinking. How can you control your drinking? The way you drink alcohol now is in part a habit. It is a habit that took time to develop. Now you should take time to make new habits in the way you use alcohol. Planning. Begin to take control of your drinking by planning when and how much you will drink. Use your drinking diary to plan when you will drink alcohol and how much you will drink. Identify high-risk times, times when you know that you might drink too much, like on a night out with friends, at home after a hard day, on Friday or Saturday nights. Pick at least 2 days a week when you will not drink any alcohol at all. On days when you plan to drink, pick the time when you will stop drinking and leave the pub or bar, or the time when you will go to bed. On the days when you plan to drink alcohol, write down what types of drinks you will have and how many. Try to work out how many units of alcohol you will drink. Keep track of how much you really drink by recording what you actually had next to what you plan to have. Plan to eat before you start drinking, and if possible, eat while you're drinking. This can help reduce the effect of alcohol on your body. Trimming. Begin to reduce the amount of alcohol you actually drink by trimming back at the times you'll least miss it. If you go out to drink, don't have a drink at home beforehand. Try to eat before drinking alcohol. You'll probably drink less if you're full. Start drinking later in the evening, whether you drink at home or go out to drink. Set a time before which you won't have an alcoholic drink. If you drink spirits, dilute them with a mixer, tonic, soda, ginger ale, lemonade, and increase the amounts of the mixer to make them long drinks. If you drink wine, buy small glasses rather than large ones and try spritzers. Mix your wine with soda or lemonade. Try to drink lower strength wines. If you drink beer or lager, stick to standard strength and avoid extra strength varieties or premium varieties. Alternatives. Begin to reduce the time you spend drinking alcohol by looking for alternatives. Pick 1 day a week when you usually drink alcohol and do something else instead. Go to the cinema, go swimming, or some other activity. If you tend to drink alcohol at home, experiment with non-alcoholic drinks until you find one that you enjoy. These may be cold, soft drinks such as fizzy drinks, cordials, or fruit juices. Or they may be hot drinks such as tea, coffee, hot chocolate, cocoa, or malted drinks. If you tend to drink alcohol when you're out with friends, offer to be the non-drinking driver so you have an excuse ready for not drinking alcohol. If you are drinking alcohol, alternate your alcoholic drinks with non-alcoholic drinks. Remember, many pubs now sell tea and coffee. Particular problems. I'm not drinking alcohol and I feel anxious. Remember, try relaxation or yoga. Practice slow, deep breathing. Use calming thoughts. Ignore anxious thoughts. And make a plan of your time to keep busy. Distract yourself. I can't sleep. Remember, exercise regularly, but not late in the evening. Go to bed and get up at a regular time. Make sure your bed and bedroom are comfortable. Have a bedtime routine and wind down before going to bed. Your sleep will improve once you reduce your alcohol intake and follow these tips. I'm bored. Remember, plan your day out so that you have something to look forward to. Use the money you're saving on alcohol for something special. Get in touch with supportive friends who won't try to get you to drink. Look for a new hobby or interest. Get on with some jobs that you've not got round to doing. I'm stressed out and can't relax. Remember, relaxation and leisure time each day is important. Plan your time and do one thing at a time. Eat a balanced diet. Talk things over with a friend or family member. Set priorities and don't be afraid to say no. I'm out with friends but don't feel part of the crowd. Remember, try not to focus on yourself. Think about those around you. Ask what's going on in their lives and listen to what is being said. You don't need to keep up drinking with friends who are heavy drinkers. That's their choice and not yours. People will not dislike you just because you're not drinking as much. What if you're a dependent drinker? If you're a dependent drinker, then when you're drinking, this is likely to be continuous and heavy. Continuous heavy drinking can lead to a number of health problems. Continuous heavy drinking. Many people who drink very heavily every day don't eat properly. In particular, they don't get enough vitamin B. At the same time, the body needs extra vitamin B to repair the damage caused by alcohol. It particularly needs vitamin B to repair damage to nerve cells in the body, including the brain. Very heavy drinking flushes vitamins out of the body. So the very heavy drinker needs more vitamin B than most people, but usually gets less. This leads to nerve damage. Many very heavy drinkers first experience damage to their nerves as pins and needles in their fingers and toes. The very heavy drinker can also be left with no ability to lay down new memories. This is a type of dementia specifically associated with very heavy drinking. It is caused by a lack of thiamine, which is a type of vitamin B needed by the brain to make new memories. Very heavy drinkers may also experience being breathless when doing ordinary activities, like walking upstairs. They may feel constantly tired, and they may find that they bruise very easily. This is because the alcohol is damaging the blood cells that carry oxygen and other blood cells that help stop bleeding. Very heavy drinkers may also get diabetes because of damage to their pancreas, which normally produces insulin. They may also damage their liver, but they are unlikely to actually feel that damage being done. If you experience any of these symptoms, it's important that you discuss this with your GP. Suddenly stopping very heavy drinking. The body, and especially the brain, will try to adjust to cope with large amounts of alcohol if the alcohol is present in the body all the time. That means that the body, and especially the brain, has to readjust itself if the alcohol is taken away. If your body has adjusted to coping with continuous large amounts of alcohol, and then the alcohol is suddenly stopped, then you may experience the following. Shaking or tremors all over. Very heavy sweating. Extremely high blood pressure and looking very red in the face. Vomiting and diarrhea, and the only way to keep down any food will be after drinking more alcohol. Very tense and agitated, being unable to settle down or do anything. Feeling very confused, not knowing the time or where you are, and having a very poor short-term memory so that you cannot recall what happened recently. Hallucinating. You may just sense that bad things are happening, or you may actually see or hear things that aren't there. Typically, people in this state see spiders, rats, or snakes. You may suffer fits, during which you lose control of your body, collapse, and become unconscious. These are symptoms of physical withdrawal from alcohol. The symptoms are very dangerous. They can be fatal. They can also lead to permanent brain damage. Continuing to drink heavily, however, will eventually lead to serious health problems. Although your body tries to adjust, it gradually gets worse rather than better at dealing with the damage alcohol causes. Remember, if you believe that you're dependent on alcohol, then it is very important that you see your doctor to help you stop drinking. With the right kind of help, anybody can come off alcohol safely. What about setbacks? You might not have any setbacks, but if you do have a setback, it's important not to give up on the goals you've set yourself. A setback can also be a good thing. It can be something you can learn from. So, if you do have a setback, think about it afterwards. Was it a difficult situation you found yourself in? Was it something you were thinking about that caused you to feel bad? Or maybe you were using alcohol to celebrate an event. What was it that caused you to have the setback? Write it down and plan how you'll deal with that situation, thought, or feeling next time. That way, you can try to avoid similar setbacks in the future. Setbacks are a normal part of life. Remember that living life with much less alcohol than you used to use, or even without any alcohol at all, involves learning new habits. So, for a time, it's easy to slip back into old habits. If you slip back, remember the goals you set yourself for your drinking, and try again. Listen to this guide again to remind yourself. Given time, your new ways of behaving will become old, settled habits themselves. In moments of doubt, just answer this question. Do you want to control alcohol, or do you want alcohol to control you? A list of useful contacts, books, and references are available in the written version of this guide. Written by healthcare staff Nick Holdsworth, Pip Anslow, David Crawford, Deborah Hall, Alan Jacks, Dave McNally, Susan Reynolds, and Anne Widdus, Northumberland Tyne and Wear NHS Foundation Trust, Dr. Leslie Maunder and Lorna Cameron, consultant clinical psychologists, the Newcastle upon Tyne Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust. Northumberland Tyne and Wear NHS Foundation Trust is a certified producer of reliable health and social care information. www.informationstandard.org